many gods under one name. They say a rose called by any other name is still a rose. So also is anything else. It matters little what you call something. It is what it is. When the apostle of Jesus Christ, Paul of Tarsus, was approaching the city of Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he beheld the city full of idols, Acts 17, verse 16 and verse 23. The city of Athens was noted for its idols. It has been recorded concerning Athens that this was a city that was entirely different from any that Paul had ever visited or was to visit. It is often described as a university town that was similar to those cities of our day that have great universities located in their midst. But this conception is misleading in more ways than one. It was the world's center of art, but an art that was devoted chiefly to the idolatries of Greek mythology. Sculptures, Greek architect, Greek theaters, schools of philosophies, literates of all kinds, all steeped in Greek paganism. This was Athens, as Paul saw it in AD 52. This is what the pagan Lucius has in mind. When I first came to Athens, I was astonished and delighted to see all the glory of the city. Pagan writers remark regarding the plethora of temples and statues, remarks that in Athens it was easier to find a god than a man. It was stated that Athens had more images than all Greece put together. One great altar, one great offering to the gods, Livy writes. In Athens are to be seen images of gods and men of all descriptions and made of all materials. Every god of the Olympus found a place. Every public building was at the same time a sanctuary that was dedicated to one or more gods. Besides the ordinary gods, there were deifications of fame, modesty, energy, persuasion. It appears that the city of Athens housed every idol imaginable to the mind of man, even to the point of erecting an altar with this inscription to an unknown god. If you were to take a moment to consider the condition of the city within which we live, we should not be astonished at the findings. When we look at religion in our own society, we see the same to be true. In many instances, they profess to follow the same God. Yet, by virtue of doctrine and practice, a person is able to see that our society serves many gods, and often under the guise of the one true God. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words given to Ezekiel, saying, "Thus saith the Lord Jehovah, every man of the house of Israel that taketh his idol into his heart and putteth the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and cometh to the prophet, I, Jehovah, will answer him therein according to the multitude of his idols, that I may take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols." Ezekiel 14:4-5.